I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a few minutes with me, please. Anybody feeling like 9 or 10 today? 11? Going once? Going? Oh, well, okay. Hi, Mariah. Good morning. What's that? Yes, we see your ankle cast. That's really something. Quite proud of that, I see. Anybody else have an ankle cast on today? No? No? But there are a lot of people that sympathize with you, am I right? Yes, yes, absolutely. Hey, how'd you start your day today? Did you do some exercise around the block or walk the dog? Did you really? Hey, good job with that. Did you make your bed? No kidding. Wow. Lillian, is this true? Wow, okay then. This is great. What'd you have for breakfast?
Cereal.
Did you ever run out?
Nope.
Never? What would happen if you ran out of cereal in the morning? You'd be mad, is absolutely right. Because you know what? Those who take care of you, they want to make sure you've got everything you need to start your day off right. Like cereal. Well, what happens though if you do run out? I want you to figure out, this is a tip. That's right, you buy more. This is a tip. You all can pay attention if you want. This is just for Mariah. It's a secret tip. But what you do is you buy a box, little boxes of cereal and hide them around the house. And this way, when you happen to run low and your mom or whoever says, oh, I'm so sorry, we don't have any cereal today, you say, oh, yes, I do. And you can just go to your stash. Yeah, what do you think? What's your favorite cereal? Apple Jacks.
Yep.
Well, that's really great. Anybody else like Apple Jacks? Yeah, we got a couple Apple Jacksers here. I'm sorry, there's only one. Here, why don't you go and take the Cocoa Krispies and see if you could find anybody whose favorite cereal is Cocoa Krispies? This is mine. You've got to have another person here that likes Cocoa Krispies. Raise your hand. It's a free box. You can pass it on to someone you love. There we go. Cocoa Krispies. Anybody else? Who likes Fruit Loops? No. Pre-diabetic, who likes Fruit Loops? Come on. Come on. Before diagnosis. Frosted Flakes. These are great. I like them, but they get kind of soggy too first. Frosted Flakes? Okay, all right. Cold Spring Church, we care about you. All right, how about this side over here? How about Pops? Okay, this is good. Yeah, you can have the Apple Jacks. Any other Fruit Loops? Okay, this is good. You like Fruit Loops? Do you know anybody that likes Fruit Loops? Your life is very small and narrow. Yeah, Fruit Loops, anybody, over here. Okay, well, that'll be, here, honey, you can have them. You can give them to, what's his name when he visits? Yeah, and I happen to know, although I don't see him here today, that we have someone whose favorite cereal is Captain Crunch. And Judy, do you know who I'm talking about? Here, why don't you go give this to Miss Bear back here for Kevin, because I wanted him to know that he has a big box because he's a big boy. And this will teach Kevin never to miss church again, never to miss worship, because his favorite cereal has now been brought by the pastor. So, listen, in the morning it's very important to be prepared, right? And so now that you have your Apple Jacks hidden there, you'll know, you'll keep those away, right? So when you run out, you'll be set. But you know what? God wants us to start our way in getting prepared in another way. You know what that is? Pray. Yes. So when we wake up in the morning, now there are some here I've heard sort of just as a comment occasionally, well, at least I woke up on the right side of the ground. Right? I mean, I think we could do better than that. Now, how about waking up in the morning and saying, dear God, I have no idea what my day is going to be like, but however my day is like, I'm glad you're going to spend it with me. Because God wants to spend his day with you. And God wants to bless you. So we don't have to plead with God, dear God, please bless me today. Please, please, please. We don't have to do that because that's what God is in the business of doing. He wants to bless us every day. And he wants to remind us that Jesus Christ walks with us every step of the way. Will you remember that? Because there is backup, and that's provided by God every single day, so that even when we forget to pray in the morning, God is always with us. Let's pray and give him thanks. Dear God, thank you that you provide for our needs, even things like cereal. Thank you for giving us a safe place to wake up in the morning. Thank you for those that care for us. And we thank you that you've called us to spend each day knowing that you are in our day with us and that you want to bless us in it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for being with me today. You can go back with Miss Mary, and I hope your room upstairs is nice and warm.